Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 90 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is the reigning, defending, undisputed Trivia with Budge champion, my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on the show, we've got a mess load of news because we recorded early last week because I was in Vegas.
Yeah, so we have a week and a half to catch up on now.
Yep, exactly. So we're going to go Broadway just on the news. We've got nostalgia, and then we're going to round out the show with the listener segment. Best two ways to help support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net, pick up that Fully Posable Classically Jacked and Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirts. You can also purchase the hashtag FigLife t-shirt and Fully Posable pin for $20. Scott, $20.
$20?
$20, Scott.
Two tens. Four fives,
yep.
20 singles.
Yep.
Well, I don't think I'd waste my singles. But because I put those to other uses. But fives and tens, dude, what a deal. $20.
Yeah. Four fives, two tens. Don't send us 21s.
Well, we are going to NOLA. And I do know a place where we could put 20 singles to good use.
And maybe a certain Latin wrestler will be there too.
Very possibly. And Jeff, we actually had, I guess he's a newer listener to the show. He said he's only listened to an episode or two, but we had one of our new listeners do an unboxing or an unpackaging video of the $20 deal. If you go to Twitter and look up Matt, M-A-T-T, Castle, C-A-S-T-L-E, G-T-S, he actually did an unpackaging video of that on YouTube. It's posted on his Twitter page. And he shows the shirt, the stickers that he got as a cool bonus, and the pin. So if you want to see what the $20 deal or package is all about, go check out at Matt Castle, GTS, and you can see for yourself.
Yep. And if you just want the pin, that's $10 itself. So hit us up if you would like that. By the way, thank you, Matt, for putting up that video. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, this week comes from Jace Owner, 82. He said, been a collector of wrestling figures since I can remember, from Series 1 Hasbro and whatever the old WCW figures were. Had some LJN passed down from the brothers also. Now with bins and bins filled with nowhere to put them, I love the reviews that brings me back to being a kid to the toy spotting, which is the best part of collecting to future lines coming out. Keep it up, guys. Thank you. That comes from Jace Wonder, 82, over a year ago. So thank you. And you guys can leave a review for us on iTunes. That helps us out so much. That bumps us up the algorithm charts.
Thank you for the kind words.
Scott, you can send any questions. Well, you can, and any listener can send any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, did you do any toy spotting this past week?
I did the usual. Big Lots, Walmart, and came up empty at both places, but the wife was at Big Lots today. And she came across Mankind and Sami Zayn Elites. I told her to pass on both of those. She also came across the set that has the Macho Man shades and the Macho Man DVD and the Macho Man figure in there. Uh-huh. That was 20. I told her to pass on that one as well. So still coming up dry on the hunt for the Retro Series 2. It's really starting to get frustrating.
Thank you to one of our listeners, Justin Sheely, and to special guest Sean. I now have the complete set of the Hasbro's. Special guest Sean went to a couple of Walmarts this past week, and he was able to find me Mankind, which is okay, I guess.
Yeah. You're off. I have to have a Mankind.
I'm glad I have the whole set. But the next night he went to Dublin Walmart, and he was looking through the pegs, and he's all, man, they don't got anything. So he kind of happened to stand back a little bit and he looked up and he's all, well, what's up there? And he pulls down a case and he said it was all series one. He's like, darn it. Well, he's like, well, I'm going to check the pegs one more time. Somehow he missed certain figures. So he was like, oh, wait a second. Here's Triple H. Oh, wait. Oh, here's Sting. So he just, luckily he went back through the pegs one more time. And he's like, man, they don't have Kane. They don't have Kane. And he goes, well, I'll check one more peg. And sure enough, Kane was right in the back. So he was able to snag me all three that I needed left.
Nice. Right on. Good spot, Sean.
Yes. Great job, special guest Sean. Then thank you to our listener, Justin Sheely. Him and his son picked up the Austin and the Rock and had them sent over to me. And then I was like, look, I got to do something for you guys. So I sent them a Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I sent that to his son. I hope they like it, but I cannot thank them enough for for doing that.
That's great.
The other toy spotting I did do, I wish I was talking about this on better terms, but I did do toy spotting in Las Vegas this past week also. I went to the Las Vegas Fight Shop, and that place is overwhelming, man. If you can get down there, do it. It's worth the time to get down there. It's right across the street from the Venetian in this little shopping center. It's really overwhelming, to say the least. They've got boxing, they've got MMA, they've got wrestling, and their wrestling section is huge. And it wasn't just WWE. It was New Japan shirts. They had FTC figures. They had WWE figures. It just overwhelming. Like, I could have spent much more time in there than what I did.
Did you buy anything?
I didn't. Everything was a little overpriced out there. So
overpriced?
Yeah, say the least, dude.
Well, like, how much were t-shirts?
T-shirts were $29.99, I believe.
Okay. And they had New Japan ones?
They did have New Japan. They had an Okada one. I ended up passing on it. It was okay. They had the Los Ingrables.
Okay.
They had that shirt, and I thought about picking it up, but I think I would be able to find it cheaper at Hot Topic, so I passed on that one. It's Vegas, dude. Everything is overpriced in Vegas, to say the least.
Did they have a bunch of Bullet Club shirts, too?
Oh, yeah.
What did they want for figures, though? So they had WWE and Figures Toy Company?
They did have FTC. They had a ton of the Young Bucks singles, and actually, let me rephrase that. They had 3 2-packs left of the Young Bucks, but they had a mess load of singles of Nick and Matt. They also had Adam Cole. They also had Kyle O'Reilly. I passed on those because, again, they were just asking way too much. I could get those cheaper through FTC.
Wait, what did they want at the fight place for those?
They wanted $40 for each FTC figure.
$40 a figure.
$40 a figure.
Dude.
Yeah. So it's a great store. I mean, get down there. If you guys got some extra cash to spend, maybe you hit big at the craps table or Ellen DeGeneres slot machine like I did. You know, head down there, pick up some stuff. It's great. They have belts for sale. It's a great store, but man, it's just pricey.
So you got to hit at the tables and then go shopping there.
Right. Make sure you hit at the tables first. Play it smart. Play it smart. We're not encouraging gambling, but if you are going to gamble, make sure you gamble smart.
Or set aside like 3 big ones for the store when you visit.
Yeah. The cool thing was, is when you walked up, dude, they had 4 belts in the window, like right as you walk up. One of them was the NWA television title.
Oh, wow.
Dude. No,
and it's for sale?
Never saw it for sale. There was no price tag on it.
Oh, okay.
I want to say they also had a World Class title.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It was just overwhelming. I was just like, this place is great. But again, the price tags on a lot of stuff, even basics, were jacked up in price.
Yeah, you're going to have to go next time with a budget for that place.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. That was it for my toy spotting in Vegas.
Sounds pretty successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Overall, I mean, you got all the Retro Series 2 in there. That's pretty good.
Yep, got the Retro Series 2 this past week. I did make it down to the Las Vegas Fight Shop. As I said, the editor and I just started wandering, and we went. She's like, she goes, how far away is it? And I was like, it's like almost 2 miles away from the Mirage. And she goes, let's go. Let's start walking. Sure enough, we did.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you made it back safe. And, you know, we're all aware of what happened in Vegas. Luckily, you were on a plane out of Vegas 5 hours before everything went down. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of the listeners that sent you a note through Twitter on Sunday night, Monday morning, just making sure that you were out of town, because obviously they had listened to the show last week and knew that you were going to be out of town in Vegas this past weekend. You got a bunch of notes from a bunch of the listeners just making sure that you had made it out safe. I just want to say thank you so much, guys, for caring, for sending the notes. Jeff did make it home safe, but thank you for thinking of us.
Yeah, actually, that should have been me saying that, but you said it perfectly, dude. Thank you to everyone. The tweets the following morning, just I didn't know what was going on as I woke up, but the tweets just meant so much to me that you guys just reached out and was like, hey, hope Jeff and Celeste are okay. That really meant so much to us that you guys cared enough to, you know, take time to send a tweet. You know, that meant so much to us. Literally, from Celeste and I, that meant a lot. And what was crazy, dude, is special guest Sean sent me a text Sunday morning, and he asked, he goes, are you having a good time? And I go, dude, I'm having a blast here in Vegas. I don't want to leave. And he goes, well, we've got the coverage. Why don't you stay an extra day? And I actually sat there and I was like, man, it would be cool, but I would have to rearrange my flight. It's an extra night at a hotel. You know, we've already spent we made a few dollars at the Ellen DeGeneres slot machine in the crafts table. But, you know, I've got to be responsible. I've got to come home. And that's what we did. But, man, I was thinking about it. If we would have stayed that extra day, would we have been down there? I talked to the editor about it, and she said that we wouldn't have, because the Mirage is at one end of the strip and Mandalay Bay is at the other end of the strip.
Right.
As I mentioned, the editor and I do get a wild hair up our butts, and sometimes we just go wandering, you know, we're just looking at things and going into places and just stuff like that. It's what we do. But she says she doesn't think we would have gone that far down the strip, but you never,
yeah, that's a heck of a walk all the way down to Mandalay.
Yeah. And like you said before, Mandalay Bay it's off the strip. It's kind of tucked away in the back off the strip a little bit.
Right.
So I don't think we would have been down there, but you never know with us. Like, her and I, as I said, could have gotten that wild hair and just wandered down to the other end.
Yeah. Well,
so, but thank you to everyone that reached out. That meant the world to us. The editor on Facebook just got a ton of messages saying, hey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, what's going on? And then she had to look it up too, what happened.
Yeah.
And actually, it got to the point, because she was getting so many messages, that she had to actually mark herself safe on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we were already home by then. But, you know, just the outpouring was just, it really touched both of her and my heart. That meant so much to us, guys. So thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. And also our hearts from over here just go out to the families of the victims over in Vegas. I can't even imagine what they're going through right now.
Well, it's senseless. And, you know, with us being wrestling fans, we're at events quite often. You know, we just went to the pay-per-view in L.A., you know, what's to say something can't happen there? You know, at a wrestling venue or something crazy, you're just, you know, those people were just going to a concert, you know, where we just be going to a wrestling show, and who knows, you know, some wacko could walk in with a gun and just start shooting. It's just a scary time we live in, man. And you never know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And it's just scary. And it's unimaginable to be in those people's shoes when that was going down. And man, yeah, like you said, Jeff, our hearts just go out to the families that were affected by that. Hopefully all of our listeners are safe. Just, I don't ever want to see anything like that again. That's just horrible.
Yeah. One thing I do, I always tell everyone when I don't see them for the rest of the day, I always tell them, be safe. And that's something I truly stand by. It's like, hey, you know what? Be safe out there, because you just never know. So play heads up and be safe.
Why can't we all just collect wrestling figures?
Dude,
really? Like,
dude, knowing this country would still argue it over it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Scott, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got a ton of news. Why don't we jump into it?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, we talked about this figure before. Tyler Bate on-card pictures were shown today. We've talked about the figure. Some people are against it. They don't like it. I don't mind it.
I'm okay with it.
I thought that they got Tyler Bate. It's just Tyler Bate has a plain look. So I think that's why a lot of people weren't happy with it, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I thought that they captured him well.
Yeah,
you look at him in person and he's got a plain look.
The only thing on, if I'm not mistaken, on his figure, his hair's a little darker than it is in real life.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really I can see where people say it throws him off. But I do got to say, I like the carding. I like the carding and I like the belt.
Yeah, and that's going to be the big selling point is that title. So I could see a lot of people just either stealing the title out of the package or just buying the figure for that belt.
Yep. They also announced today at New York Comic Con that Money Inc. 2-pack is going to be coming out in Funko form. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, we've talked about my feelings on Funko on this show before. Unless it's Kevin Owens, I'm probably not going to buy it. If they released LOD, I would be all over it. It looks cool. I mean, I saw the picture of what Money Inc.'s going to look like. I think they're adorable, but it's just my collecting money is going elsewhere. It's not going to Funko's unless it's Kevin Owens or Shinsuke or LOD. I'm probably not picking it up.
I love it, dude. I absolutely love it. Million Dollar Man has the money in his hands. He's in the black suit. IRS, just picture IRS in Funko form, the white shirt, red suspenders. It's IRS. He's got the glasses on too. That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have my feelings about Funko, whatever. I just don't have the extra money to buy them. But it seems like every WWE guy that they make, they just knock it out of the park. There really hasn't been a bad one yet.
Let me think on that one.
Has there been a bad one?
I'm trying to think. Let me think on that one. I might be able to come up with one by the end of the show.
Okay.
All right. Let me think on that one, though. Scott, pictures of Retro Series 3. This is the one with Dean, AJ, Seth, and Goldberg. They now come with stands that have their logos on it, which I thought was a great touch. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I almost wish that they had done that in Series 1 and 2.
What I liked about this Series 3, it's on like a red card.
Yeah, they changed it up. They went back to what Hasbro did in Hasbro's later series so that you could identify the series by the card color as opposed to the series number. So it's kind of cool that they just kind of pulled that from the Hasbro line and incorporated it into the Retro line here. I dig it. I like the different color card. It looks good.
I did too. I'm still only going to get AJ and maybe Seth on. I say this now and then I'm going to be like, oh, I have to have them all, you know?
Yeah, at this point, it's about completing the whole set like we did with the original Hasbros.
Right, right. And then they also had something like there's going to be an app to unlock some superstars in a game or something.
Yeah, I don't have all the details on that yet. I did see that WWE was creating a new app. I don't know if it's specifically for this Retro Series 3, but yeah, it's you can unlock wrestlers with a code from buying the figure or something, but you know, it's a way to bring the kids into it, I guess.
Speaking of games, did you happen to see the Angry Video Game Nerd, his latest edition of or his latest show?
I did not.
So the Angry Video Game Nerd decided to do a thing on wrestling video games. And he talked about the ones for the Nintendo and Super Nintendo. And he was talking about how WWE did LJN games. Now, Angry Video Game Nerd does not like LJN video games.
Okay.
Well, he made a comment towards the end of the show and he goes, why did WWE use LJN? You know, their figures, those sucked. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay. That's fighting words, buddy. Put up your dukes.
You can talk about the video games because I will back you on that one. LJN, WWF video games. We're not the best. But
dude,
taking a shot at the figures? Come on now.
Yeah, as Deontay would tell him, you're about to catch these hands, bro.
So anyways, I sent a tweet back. I was like, no. You don't take a shot at those figures. Those are... like you said, those are fighting words.
Yeah, those are on our pedestal. Like, you don't look at those sideways. You don't talk meanly about them.
Also, they showed the new Hasbro ring, Scott.
Yes. All of our prayers have been answered now. With the Retro line, I think that was the biggest one from a lot of us is we really, really want the ring. My only gripe is that I wish they had done the cloth look on the ring canvas or the apron.
Uh-huh.
I wish that they had done that cloth look where it was like wavy on the old prototype picture of the ring.
Yep.
I wish that they had brought that in because we never got that ring. We only got the Hasbro ring that had kind of the square sides, or however you want to call it, look like a bunch of rectangles. I wish that they had brought in the actual apron look of that ring we never got. But that aside... dude, it looks awesome. I can't wait to get the ring.
Do you want to bring up the cool part on the outside of it?
Yeah, so obviously one of our most beloved parts of that original ring was the little circle on the little announce table that you could wrap the heavyweight title on. Well, this one, this ring, comes with two of those. So my theory is the ring is going to come packaged probably not with a figure, but with a Universal and a WWE heavyweight title.
You don't think there will be any figure inside?
I really doubt it. I mean, who do you put in there as an exclusive?
In the ring, and I'll jump into this next, in the ring they had KO and, spoiler alert, Jericho, Undertaker with gray gloves, and New Day in the pink. So maybe throw in New Day? Or throw in Jericho?
I can't see him doing three figures. One, maybe.
You get a ring, it has to have a figure. It's just one of those things that just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, but the Hasbro rings never came with a figure. Aside from the JCPenney one that had the Hogan and the Macho Man, I know that, but that wasn't super prevalent over here. You know, just the ring by itself was super prevalent over here. We never got one with a figure. So I'm going to say I really, really doubt it, that it's just going to come packaged with two titles. But dude, if it comes with a figure, that's an even bigger bonus.
I was thinking that it was going to come with the heavyweight, the US, the IC, and the tag titles. But I think you're 100% correct that it's going to come with the Universal and the heavyweight.
Right. Just with having those two spots for the belts, I think that makes the most sense. If I had to spitball and guess right now on a price on the ring, if I recall correctly, the old Hasbro figures were around $4 or $5 at Toys R Us back in the day.
Right.
And I want to say the ring was 20. So with those numbers, since the new figures are 10, I'm going to guess the ring is going to be 40.
Depends on what figures come with it. I'll say they'll be 30 or 35.
Okay. I'm going to stick with 40 just because I'm actually saying no figures are going to come with it. It's just going to come with titles. But they know us figure marks are going to buy that ring regardless of what their price tag is on it.
Right.
And I could see him shooting for 40.
Right. So, Scott, since we're talking about the retros right now, I might as well go in. So they decided to show off a bunch of figures. Well, they showed them off. One of the lines that they showed was the new retros. So I'll go down the list. Nakamura, he was in red pants. New Day, as I mentioned, they were in their pink outfits. Taker with gray gloves. Not sure if that's a new KO that was standing next to Jericho. Maybe they were just recreating the Festival of Friendship or something in the ring. Or
I think that makes a lot of sense. That they were just recreating the Festival of Friendship. I don't think that they're already going to start re-releasing figures.
Yeah.
I don't think that that was a new KO.
Jericho, he did come with the scarf. Ric Flair in blue. If this one stays true, and it's going to be better than the Hasbro.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's funny is I've seen a million people customize a Hasbro Ric Flair that looks exactly like that. Same pose, same head, but it looks outstanding.
He's in the blue tights like he was, or blue trunks like he was in Galoob.
Yeah, and it actually looks like a late 80s throwback Flair. I really dig that Flair.
Yep. Now they made Wolfpack Sting. I just got the Crow Sting. You guys should have stopped at Crow Sting, or unless you were making a Surfer Sting.
Yeah, I feel that the Wolfpack Sting, here we go with the re-releases already. Not a fan. It's I feel how I feel about the Wolfpack, whatever, you know, we've talked about my feelings on WCW, but they should have gone Surfer Sting. It just seems that this was too easy of a repaint job for them and kind of a cash grab. They really should have gone Surfer Sting, because then at least you're changing the hair, you're changing the makeup, you're changing the outfit. This one looks like they basically just put on red paint instead of white. And that just seems like, I don't know, that's just too easy.
Yeah, and he was in the springy pose, so it's just like a repaint.
Yeah, but look, if you do neon green tights, the green boots, the green face paint, the blonde spiky hair, leave him in the jumpy pose, I'm a happy camper. That's yeah. Cool to me, because you actually retooled that figure just by spray painting over the white paint with red. That's kind of weak.
Daniel Bryan, he was in his, I'd say about 2012 look.
Yeah, 2012, 2013, somewhere in there.
And then he had a shirt on, right?
Yes.
There was Bray Wyatt, and I thought Bray actually looked really good.
Yeah, they did a great job on Bray. Like, if you ever pictured a Bray Hasbro in your head, he's exactly what you pictured.
Then they also showed off Enzo and Sammy, which was going to be part of that WrestleMania series.
Yes, we just didn't see what Macho Man looks like yet, aside from that rendering.
And then the one I was probably most disappointed in was the Finn. And they showed off a Finn. He had that SummerSlam 2016 paint job going on. But yes, the weird part about it was, and he was in the springy pose, which why not? Because every figure has to be in the springy pose, even if that doesn't make sense.
But Finn does make sense because he does the coup de grace top rope. So I'm okay with them making that call.
I know, but so many figures are in the spring pose. I'm just tired of it.
No, I agree. I agree with you. It just needs to make sense in order for me to be like, okay, I can overlook it. But right, at least this one does make sense.
But then they also showed that his arms were painted all black. And that one kind of threw it off for me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that this probably wasn't a finished prototype. Maybe they just kind of threw it out there. It wasn't completely done being painted yet. Because that figure actually looks pretty crappy. And for a Finn, you'd want it to be like spot on, look really cool. This one didn't hit any of that.
Absolutely not. Just throw him in the demon headgear, take that black stuff off his arms, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and touch up the paint a little bit, too. It looks sloppy to me. It didn't look finished. That's why I think maybe it wasn't a finished prototype.
Other figures that were shown, I'll get into the battle packs. In the battle packs, they showed Foley and Steph. I gotta say, this Foley looked excellent. The Steph is just your average Steph. Foley was fantastic.
Yeah, the Foley looks awesome.
They also showed the Ascension, which is more of their updated look, unlike their 47A, I believe that was.
Yeah, this is their updated face paint.
Yep. Another two-pack of Gallows and Anderson, Cesaro and Sheamus, and Bray and Orton. Then they showed an Elite Undertaker Badass. T-shirt says Big Evil has the... I kind of associate this title with Brock Lesnar. It's the 2003 title.
Yeah, the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship.
I'm glad we're getting another American Badass Undertaker because I never found the first Elite one.
That's actually my favorite Undertaker gimmick.
Was the American Badass?
Yeah, I know I'm totally in the minority on that, but that is my favorite Taker gimmick.
I didn't mind American Badass Undertaker.
A lot of people didn't mind it, but it's not their favorite, but that is easily my favorite Undertaker gimmick. Like, that's when I actually became kind of an Undertaker fan. I was like, oh, this dude's cool. Like, because he was what he was before. Like, he just... And people look at me weird when I say that, too, that I'm not a huge Undertaker fan. But I can say in 02, when he was the American Badass driving the bike down to the ring, I was an Undertaker fan.
They also showed the Kurt Angle entrance great. They showed it yes. on card. Looks great. I like that they updated the card. I thought that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, and the figure itself just looks amazing.
Yep. Then they also showed the Festival of Friendship. They showed the Jericho and the KO figure. They showed off the architecture, the painting,
the artwork?
The artwork, the stuff that Jericho gave KO. I love it. I cannot wait to get it. I would be tempted to get two of those, pending the price point. We don't know what the price point is yet.
Yeah, everybody's kind of guessing. I'm going to go $50.
I'm going to go $44.99.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I hope so, because with this one, it's two Elite figures. So right there is $20 each, plus a crap ton of accessories. I figure that's another $10. So that's why I'm kind of guessing $50.
And we didn't even talk about the packaging. The packaging is great. It's got the lights around the border.
Yes.
With the two figures right in the middle. Oh, that would be awesome to get autographed.
Oh, that would look so sick, dude.
Dude, it totally would. I would love to have that autographed by both of those guys.
Yeah, that'd be hella cool. That's a great idea, actually.
That kind of leaves the Hardys kind of not cool because all they have is two ladders and two belts.
Yeah, but you're getting those Elite belts with them?
After all of the accessories that come with the Jericho and the KO, you kind of think, package more with the Hardys. I don't know what you could package to recreate that night. I mean, as you mentioned in a show before, you'd have to basically have Cesaro and Sheamus, Enzo and Cass, and Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah, but I think in that case, the Hardys are going to sell themselves. I really don't think they're going to have a problem selling out the Hardy sets at all.
And then they had to go and ruin New York Comic Con with this, a monster series, Scott.
Yeah, here we go again.
Why do they keep doing this to us? Look, your zombie line is warming the pegs. You cannot sell those. I think you said it on, the zombie figures first came out, you're like, what are they going to do? I'm going to give them about three or four series, and they'll be done.
Yes, yes.
I think your prediction is actually coming true.
Well, we'll see. You know, they're kind of growing this variant line out with the zombies, and they did the mutants, and now they're doing the monsters. Ugh, come on, guys. I mean, if they're going to sell, that's great. Keep making them because it just puts more money in your pocket to make better figures in the long run. But man, these are just so far off my radar. I will say that the Jake one looks really, really cool, but I'm definitely not going to be buying it. These are all easy passes for me.
Yeah, so the four figures that they showed was Jericho and Bandages, which, no. Why?
Just no. Mummy Jericho, really?
Yeah, he had yellow tights on. I keep saying tights. Yellow trunks on. And then he was wrapped in bandages like he was the Yeti from WCW.
Yeah, good call.
Others was Braun. And he was smiling, Braun. Jake Roberts, like you said, now this was the coolest one out of all of them. Jake is wrapped with two snakes around him. He's got the green tights on. If they red pen that thing down to $5, I would consider it.
I wouldn't.
You still wouldn't?
No, dude. Absolutely, that has no place on my wall. No place at all.
If it's $5, I would. I don't see why not.
What are you gonna do? Donate it?
No.
Where are you gonna put it?
Just put it in a bin and throw it out in the garage.
Set it on fire.
And then the worst one of them all was the Gargoyle Undertaker. Was it a bat or was it a gargoyle? I think it was a gargoyle.
It looked like a gargoyle to me, but honestly, I just glanced at these and was like, oh, here we go again. They've got to show off their gimmick figures, but who knows? If anything, this line right here can end up in a Who Booked This Crap segment later on down the road. So it's cool.
I think the zombies are starting to get there, dude. They're getting close, man.
We're a few episodes away. When they announce the end of the line, man, they're going to be first up on the show.
Let's recreate the board meeting where they said, I've got this great idea, monsters. Now, there are the guys that like to kiss ass that are up front going, oh, this is a great idea.
Yeah, the yes men. Mm-hmm.
Then there are the guys in the back that are like, oh, God, not again.
Yeah, most of the Fig Life community. That's yeah. What that would be. Going, come on, guys, seriously.
Yeah, that's how that board meeting went. Monsters, we love it. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, well, you would think that with monsters, where's Kane? Yeah,
good point.
Where, I mean, I get the ones, but Jericho? Why wouldn't you put Kane in that? He's like a real-life monster. We met him. He's huge. He's very scary. He should be a monster figure.
He's very intimidating.
Yeah. The less said about the monsters line, the better.
How many lines are you giving this one?
At tops, too. And look, there hasn't even been a second series of those mutants. And they've been out for a while, so I wouldn't be surprised if the mutants were scrapped. And if this line does as well as the mutants did, which was not at all, I could see it going 1-2 tops.
Then they showed the WrestleMania series. Every year they come out with WrestleMania figures to get everyone hyped for WrestleMania season. So in the past, they've had 4 basics, 2 battle packs, and 2 elites. Well, this year it looks like it's going to be 1 of each.
Yeah, they're scaling back, it looks like, on this set.
Yeah, because you could tell that those figures in the past always warmed the pegs. I hate to say it, but Austin Basic warmed the pegs.
Big time.
So anyways, it looks like they're scaling back. I don't know if Big Time Bill has done anything in the Wrestling Figs forums or anything like that, or said anything over there, but we'll see. But as of right now, this is what's been announced. Seth and the Gold Tights from WrestleMania this past year.
Yep.
Looks cool. I may get that one. It seems like Seth is starting to come out in every series now.
Yeah, he's like the new Cena.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah. Him and Roman are like the new Cenas.
You know what's funny, though, is I don't get tired of seeing the Seth figures. I do get tired of seeing the Dean figures.
Yeah,
and the Roman too. And the Roman figures.
Absolutely.
How many times can you put Roman in a vest? It's gotten old. Stop with
this. Ooh, guys, let's make his R green this time.
In the battle pack, it's John Cena and Nikki. I'm saying that this one warms the pegs.
I completely disagree with you, and only because Nikki Bella.
I'm going to disagree just because it's not an elite Nikki. We've had so many basic Nikkis. I think it's since this one isn't elite and we still haven't had an elite Nikki, I don't see this one moving.
Yeah, but it's still hard to find the basic Nikkis. That one from SummerSlam, I saw her once and then never saw her again. I've still seen the other figures in that set, not so much Dusty, but Nikki, I can't find anymore. She's gone. So I think that her figures do pretty well. Her basics are really hard to find. So I know this one's going to be plentiful because it's got Cena in it. But I don't think this one's going to warm the pegs as much as you think it will. I think it's going to be gone.
You can't find the Nikki figure anymore?
No. Honestly, the few times I've been to Toys R Us, I haven't seen her on the peg since the first time I saw her.
I see her all the time at Toys R Us.
The Nikki one, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, dude, I haven't seen her on the pegs at all anymore since that initial slew hit. I haven't seen her since.
And then for the Elite, it will be Brutus Beefcake when he teamed with Hogan. So he'll be in the red and the yellow.
You know what's missing from that?
What's that?
Hogan.
I don't know if that's going to happen, dude.
It's just very strange to me that they chose this Beefcake to make when they could have done like his initial WrestleMania when he wrestled David San Martino. You could have put Beefcake in that outfit. You could have put Beefcake in the outfit that he wore to WrestleMania 6 in what I think was his biggest match ever in his career against Mr. Perfect. You could have put him in that. Why choose WrestleMania 9? Like, that wasn't his best match. And you're not going to make his tag team partner to go with it? That's like making the Ultimate Warrior from Ultimate Maniacs and not putting out Macho Man and vice versa.
I don't know, dude. I think it's wishful thinking on your part and the desire to have Hogan back.
So we're going to disagree a little bit tonight. I say that the Cena and Nikki is not a peg warmer, and I say that Hogan is going to have a figure made sometime in 2018, probably to go with this Beefcake.
Okay, we need to put board bets down on this.
The winner gets a firm congratulations and handshake from the loser.
And we have to spit in the hand like old school.
Or not. We could skip that part.
Okay, yeah, we'll just get it. Well, yeah, that's handshake. Yeah.
Exchanging bodily fluids with you is not something that's high on my list of things to do anymore.
I was about to say anymore.
Yeah. I'm very old now.
Okay, so listeners, jot down these bets as, what's the date? October
6th.
October 6th, Friday, October 6th. Well, when the show drops, October 8th.
Yes.
Happy birthday to your to my sister-in-law and your wife.
Yeah, thank you for beating me to that. I'm sure that's something that she's going to throw in my face because that was going to come out later in the show. I was going to say happy birthday. But yes, happy birthday to happy 35th birthday. She is amazing. She's awesome. She's my rock. She's my cornerstone. She's my toy spotter when I'm at work. She's amazing. She's the rock of this family. She's my everything. So happy birthday, Shannon. I love you.
And enjoy the show. This one's for you.
No, we don't need to dedicate her a show, dude. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Don't be ridiculous. I mean, I love her, but come on, dude.
So anyways, what I did like about this packaging, about the WrestleMania, it's going to have the, help me out, dude. Was it the Fleur-de-Lis?
Fleur-de-Lis. Yeah, you got it. Nice job.
Oh, ole. It's going to have that in the corners of the packaging.
Yes.
It's going to have the New Orleans theme to it. I actually really dig this packaging that they're going to have.
Yeah, it stands out. And that's one of the best parts of this line is that packaging is definitely going to stand out. It looks great.
Scott, no FTC news. I think they're trying to pump out a lot of stuff by year end. And they're kind of focusing on that right now.
Yeah, so they got the Christmas rush coming up.
But, Scott, we do have other news.
Yes, Storm, who put out that NWO Hogan a few months ago on Ringside. They are releasing another Hogan, also NWO Hogan, but he's more of the red and white color Hogan. It was that shirt that he had that had him. It was kind of a silhouette of him in the sunglasses, and it had Hogan and kind of this cool script. He comes with the red and white and black boas. So kind of a variant, if you will, on his first Storm figure that came out. It'll be in the same scale. I would assume all the same parts and accessories are going to come with it that came with the first one. So if you like the first one, you're going to love this one. He looks really, really cool. But if I had to pick, I would say the original one that they came out with is better. And I'm hoping at some point they do a red and yellow Hogan.
Well, didn't they do a red and yellow in a bigger scale?
In the bigger scale, yes, they did. But they haven't done that in the smaller scale yet. The bigger scale is out of my price range. So hopefully they come out with them in like the Mattel scale.
Gotcha. And what else?
Yes. What else? Also, we saw that Hot Topic is going to have Bullet Club Funkos. No list of names yet. We don't know who. We're assuming Young Bucks, Cody, and Omega. If I had to pick, it's probably going to be a two-pack of the Bucks, a Cody, and an Omega. But we don't have a list of names yet. It just said Bullet Club Funkos.
Dude, if this leads to New Japan Funkos, I am going to lose my mind, dude.
How can it not?
I'm just picturing an Okada Funko, a Naito Funko.
What about Takahashi? Come with a little cat?
Oh, dude, if he comes with Daryl, that would be great, dude.
I don't see how it couldn't lead to New Japan Funkos, but wouldn't it be funny how long we've all been crying for New Japan figures, and the first ones that we get are Funkos?
I know.
Womp womp.
It's cool that Funko Freddy doesn't care, dude. Funko Freddy.
He literally gives zero Fs.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll make a Bullet Club and a WWE. I don't care. I'm not a scurred.
Yeah. Bane said it best. Funko Freddy don't give an F.
That's right. Literally yes. Zero.
Scott, we have Bendy figures, Series 6. We've got to get into those.
Let's bend them up.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, nostalgia. Bendy figures, Series 6. What you got?
Yes, sir. Just Toys Bendems, Series 6, consisted of another Undertaker, and this one was kind of a pasty, ghost-like Undertaker. Then we had Triple H, and he would have been from like his 96-97 look on this one with the tights and kind of the different colored inset on the thighs on his tights. And my favorite, the Road Warriors, and they were in black tights and red shoulder pads. And that rounds out Just Toys Bendems Series 6.
The Undertaker wasn't your favorite?
Hands down, my least favorite.
Aw, oh, that pasty white skin and ghost-like features and original zombie form didn't do anything for you?
You know, going back to the last segment, I wasn't a huge Undertaker fan to begin with, so when they did a re-release of an Undertaker that had already been released, just painted him up a little bit different, not a huge fan. I did dig the Triple H in this one, but easily this set for me was all about Legion of Doom.
The Road Warriors were the best, man. And I noticed, I remember going back to KB over and over, and I hardly ever saw the Road Warriors together. I would see Animal but not see Hawk, or I'd see Hawk and not see Animal. Very rare did I ever go to KB Toys, because that's where mainly we found these.
Yeah, KB was the spot.
Very rare did I ever see the Road Warriors together. And I'm like, who's walking around with not having both Road Warriors in hand? These things are red penned all the time. You know, Pick up both Road Warriors.
Yeah, it was really weird to see one without the other. I didn't really have a problem finding them, but it was one of those things that with Series 6, at least in our area, this is when they started to dry up a little bit. So come Series 7, if you spotted the set on the pegs and you didn't buy them, chances were pretty good the next time you went back, they weren't going to have the entire set. They might have two or three of them, but they wouldn't have the whole set. And that started actually with this series, like you mentioned, being able to find Hawk and not Animal, or vice versa. But we were really lucky with the Bendies. I think we scored almost all of them, if not all of them, and definitely had this entire set. And the Road Warriors were just awesome in this.
The initial collector in me would always be excited to get them like right when they hit the pegs. But yes. I knew eventually with these Bendems, they were going to be red pen, so I could always get them for cheaper.
Yeah, but it was a matter of if you were trying to collect the whole set, you didn't want to miss any of them. So they did start to dry up a little bit. Certain ones you could find all the time, but it always seemed that there was one or two out of the set that you could never find. At least after Series 6, it seemed like that. But Series 6 collected them all, and the LOD were just awesome.
Scott, we're going to round out the show with the listener segment. We got two audio questions and an email. So what do you say we hit that up?
I love hearing from the listeners.
Scott, this week on the listener questions, we're going to lead off. Our leadoff hitter will be Brian Breaker. Sent in his third question, dude.
Oh, so here's the question. Is he going to turn heel on us again?
Well, he turned heel on Bane in one of his questions. He's all, how bad does Bane suck?
The equivalent of just like hammering over the head with a chair.
Again, guys, head on over to breakerandbane.com. Use that Amazon link. That kicks back money to their show. And it's no extra charge. That's what I do with my dog food. I always make sure to hit up breakerandbane.com. Click that Amazon link in the upper left-hand corner, and I always head on over and pick up dog food, protein bread, which is delicious.
A little preparation H.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hear what Breaker's got to say.
Hey guys, it's Brian Breaker again, your old pal, and I've got kind of a interesting question for you. Now, obviously, everybody's still, I know I personally am. I haven't heard anything different from you guys recently that we're all still struggling to find Series 2 of the retro Mattel figures. And now Series 3 is up, I guess, is back ordered through Ringside Collectibles. And then, you know, of course, we saw the early images of Shinsuke Nakamura, Enzo, Sami Zayn, The New Day, Bray Wyatt, and many others. I've noticed a lot of complaints on some of the retro Mattel style figures. I have my own complaints, but overall, I enjoy them. They're a real awesome, like, just nostalgic thing that I think is very, very cool. I really like looking at the new ring. It's all something that I'm very excited about. Here's my question, though. If you could change three things about the line, three details, what would they be? So this is one you might have to think on a little bit, because there's obviously a lot of little things you might change here or there, but if you could change three things about the line, what would they be? Can't wait to hear the rest of the shows, and I hope to be back on Fully Posable sooner than later.
So that question comes from Brian Breaker. Scott, do you have three things right off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I have one, and it's one that we griped about when we were talking in the news segment. Too many jumpy poses.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not a fan of that one. That was one of my least favorites next to Punchy Arm in the Hasbro line. I wish that they would do away with putting out so many of the jumpies. One other, I don't like that they're already doing repaints of, like, Sting, for example, in the Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that at all. One thing, another gripe that I have is I wish that they would be doing more 80s guys. I know when we talked to David, when we met with him in LA, he mentioned that he wishes that they would make more Hasbros that actually had Hasbros back in the day or should have been Hasbros. For example, like Kevin Nash or Diesel. And I really agree with him. I think that that would add a lot. Could you imagine if they had the rights to do even half of the Orange Card series and they actually made like a Diesel and a Men on a Mission and a Bastion Booger? I don't, because they probably can't get Jarrett, but they put them on Orange Cards. That would be amazing.
You know what they could do? I mean, obviously they won't have the rights to do Jarrett, but I mean, they could sub him in with a guy that was very popular at that time. Like maybe do an American Lex.
Even better. But I don't know how many guys are going to be per series now. It looks like they're knocking it down to four, unless that's kind of an outlier. Like they're only doing four for that first one that wasn't exclusive anymore, and then they're going to jump back up to five or six for later series. I'm not really sure how they're going to do that, but if they did an Orange Card series with an American Lex, a Diesel, and a Men on a Mission, are you telling me that wouldn't sell?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, dude, that would fly off the pegs. I would just prefer to see a few more 80s guys in there, even some 90s guys if you want. I'm cool with them doing the modern day roster. Obviously, that's kind of cool that you're able to make modern guys in that throwback Hasbro look. But I want more of the older guys sprinkled in. So I do like seeing Flair in there. But pretty much every name that you ran down that list were all new roster guys. So I want to see more of the older guys included. And I also want to see tag teams in tag team packs.
That's a good gripe right there.
Yeah, I like where they're going with the colored cards. I think that's a huge step forward, getting series by color. But I think that they need to do the tag team packs in that Hasbro retro.
I agree with you 100% about the spring action pose. Just stop it. I mean, there's no reason Goldberg needs to be in the spring action. Seth, okay, I get it. Just come on now. Spring action pose is just too much.
It is.
Like Triple H being, and it was a reach. Because on the card of the Triple H that just came out in Series 2, it says jumping to do pedigree or something like that.
Yeah, it's a total reach. There were so many other poses they could have gone with that would have been better for him. And, you know, one thing I forgot to mention too was paint. Quality's already becoming an issue. Goldberg's gloves. How do you miss that?
Yeah.
That's like a Goldberg staple. Paint his gloves on.
That's another thing I agree with you on.
And Finn, the prototype that we saw, if that's the finished product, paint's already become an issue.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree with you.
So sorry. I'm sorry. I totally cut in with more gripes, but Breaker asked.
Exactly. One thing that I wish Mattel would have done is gotten new poses. I mean, it's been, what, 27 years since Hasbro, or 23 years since Hasbro has ended?
Yes.
You guys are telling me that you could not have come up with new mechanisms in 24 years, and you guys have the technology to do this.
Yes, exactly.
You guys have the technology. You guys, you know, it's 24 years later. You guys can come up with new actions, whether it be a leg kick or a different type of arm punch or something like that. There's something you guys can do to have a newer action.
Yep.
That's one gripe that I kind of have. I agree with you about the 80s guys. If you guys are going to do an Attitude Era set, please do an 80s, like a Junkyard Dog and a Hogan. Well, not Hogan. Do another Macho. Let's see what you guys can do with Macho.
Yeah, if you do a Macho in the retro line, oh my gosh. Look, we're already getting one that we know of. And it looks like the one that comes with the sunglasses and the DVD and that set I talked about that my wife found at Big Lots. it looks like that Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good point.
But, dude, you do like a WrestleMania 4 or a WrestleMania 3 Macho Man, that thing's going to fly off the pegs.
Or what about a Macho in a green trunks?
See, now you're talking my language.
Yeah, so anyways, that's my those are my main gripes. You and I seem to be on the same wavelength. It's just enough of the spring action pose.
Yeah, I agree.
Do it when it makes sense. I think Kofi was in the spring action from the proto we could tell.
It looks like it, yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So does Finn.
Yeah, Triple H does not make sense.
Nor Goldberg.
Okay, we'll give you Crow Sting, and we've said that on the show before. We'll give you Crow Sting.
If we have to.
If you would have done Surfer Sting in the jumpy pose, we would have been all on board on that.
Yes, absolutely. And Surfer Sting actually goes back to kind of what I was saying about wanting more 80s guys and 90s guys. You know, give us Surfer Sting. I love that they did a Flair. That's really cool. Give us a Dusty. Give us a Macho Man. Like you said, give us a Junkyard Dog. I would even be okay with it if they started doing a Hall of Fame set.
Oh, yeah. Make it Target exclusive.
That would be amazing. Retro Hall of Fames? Dude, print your own money. Could you imagine a Rock and Roll Express tag team set?
In Hasbro form? Oh, my God.
That's what
dude.
I'm talking about.
Or do a Bret Hart in the 94 Royal Rumble outfit that he wore.
Yeah, you could do Bret, too. And we know they have the rights to do Luger, so they could totally, like we were talking about with the Orange Card, they could totally do an All-American Lex.
That'd be cool if that came with the ring. All-American Lex and Bret from 94 Rumble.
That would be a trip if they did that.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
I just don't see him doing it because it seems like they're really pushing this more to be like a modern roster set as opposed to a throwback roster set. So if it's going to be anybody, I think you might have been onto something with like the KO and the Jericho or just Jericho if they're going to do a figure with it. I just don't see them doing an older figure with it.
So, Breaker, we hope we answered your question, man. I know you're excited about these just like we are. He's having a tough time out in Oklahoma trying to find these.
I feel your pain, brother. I can't get them on the West Coast either.
I have never spotted. If it wasn't for special guest Sean going to Dublin Walmart,
yep.
The editor works down the street from Dublin Walmart, but it's so bad we've never found anything there.
And actually, Big Dave found him at the Livermore Walmart here. And he got it for $5 a pop.
Yep, exactly.
So Dave got lucky. Good job, Big Dave.
Scott, our next audio question comes from Elroy. Let's see what Elroy's got to say.
What's going on, guys? This is Josh Prepaguina, a.k.a. Elroy Prepson, a.k.a. Preptagon Jr. from the Matt Madness Wrestling Podcast. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts from. As you guys already know, I am almost halfway through every Fully Posable episode, and I am loving it. Going back to hear the reviews on Hasbro and LJN and Remco are awesome, as well as Jack Pacific, which I was not a big fan of, but I do have an audio question for you guys today. Now, I don't know if you guys answered this yet, but for you guys, what was the biggest turnaround in a face sculpt for a figure from bad to good? Now, my example would be Roman Reigns. I think the early Roman Reigns figures were awful, but the new ones are pretty good. I know that they're oversaturated now, but I really like the most recent Roman that I did pick up at Big Lots for $10. But what is the biggest turnaround from bad to good when it comes to figure faces? I also have a small tidbit. As a kid, while I was playing with wrestling figures, not collecting, I was a huge fan of the Toy Biz line, which I know you guys hate, but one of my holy grails of figures, being a huge Sting fan, is that Evolution of Sting pack that I will be purchasing very soon off of Amazon. But I just want to hear your thoughts on that. You guys have a great day. Thanks for all the good work.
Thank you, Elroy, for your question. Scott, I'll go first on this one.
Shoot, brother.
Or two words. Matt freaking Hardy.
Yeah.
No. So the best turnaround, and I know I'm kind of lumping a lot of figures into this, but when Jax introduced face scan technology, a lot of their figures were not, they weren't great. I think it was just a lot of people excited to have Austin figures because the wrestling was red hot at that time. So everybody was excited to have Triple H and Billy Gunn and all these guys. But the minute they introduced face scan technology, oh man, did figures turn around right there. There's so many figures that can be lumped into that. Now, if we're gonna pick one, the one I'm going to say is Brutus Beefcake Hasbro Series 1 to the next Brutus Beefcake that came out. Because the first Brutus Beefcake was like he was cleaning his house at 3 a.m. I know we've used that term before for Kofi, but for Brutus Beefcake's Hasbro Series 1, he was bug-eyed and it wasn't a great figure. That was one of my least favorite Hasbros. But they totally made up for it with the next Brutus.
That's a really good call, dude. And you know what's funny with his question? Thank you, Elroy, for sending that. I immediately did what you did. My first thought was Bone Cruncher to Real Scan. That was such a night and day difference with the Bone Crunchers that you were buying before, or even that Titantron Live series, to when they started doing the Real Scan. It was like a whole new line had come out, and they were amazing. Aside from that, I like your call on the Brutus Hasbro. You are 100% correct. I'm going to go Andre the Giant LJN.
Oh, good call on that one.
The first one that they came out with, man, that face. Yeah.
It's stuff nightmares were made of.
It literally, yes, if you looked at that figure right before you fell asleep, you were having nightmares. But then the next one that they did that had him in his one-strap singlet, that was pretty good. I mean, I didn't really like the fact that he was smiling and he was a heel. It's kind of like smiling Strowman. But I thought that night and day difference between the afro, or I should say the cut afro Andre with the one strap singlet versus that first Trunks Andre that came out, night and day, such a better job. I really like your call on the Brutus, but I think overall in terms of an entire line, Jax changed the game with Real Scan. And I was already a fan of Jax because, like you said, Jeff, wrestling was red hot. And I was just happy to have figures of like the New Age Outlaws and Triple H and Stone Cold and The Rock. But when they actually put out that Real Scan, it was like, oh, wow, like this is what good figures look like. They just did an amazing job with the Real Scan. So I would say overall on a line, an entire line, it would absolutely be Jax.
Absolutely, dude. I agree with you 100%. Honorable mention is changing Becky's face from Lemon Becky to her recent Elite.
Yeah, it got better.
It got a lot better. I'm not going to say it's perfect. I'm not going that far, but it got a lot better, just like you said.
Yeah, and we could even say Sasha Banks in zombie form being the best Sasha face over her basic and her Elite. Go figure.
One that I do want to bring up was British Bulldog from the British Bulldog 2-pack, Jack's Classic 2-pack.
Yes, with the long hair.
To the British Bulldog in the Deluxe Classic.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's a different era Bulldog. That's the key.
Yeah, but that Bulldog wasn't even a bad face. It was just the wrong hair included in the package. It shouldn't have been Dreadlock Bulldog. It should have been Short Hair Bulldog. Then that 2-pack becomes a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's about it. Well, I could say more LOD figures that got transformed into Real Scan.
Yeah, compare the LOD 2000 set to the first Classic Superstars 2-pack of Legion of Doom. I mean, it's night and day. It's so much better when they got that Real Scan technology. And there have been bad ones that have come out, like that Shawn Michaels in the blue tights that had the really bad head on it. But then all the other Shawn Michaels that they've done have been fine.
Oh, the network exclusive?
Yeah, it wasn't great. But all of their other HBKs have been really good. So eventually, you know, there are just going to be bad figures in a line, you know, but as far as like a leadoff figure versus a later one, I think you nailed it with Beefcake and overall the Jack specific line.
Is there any other Hasbros that were the first one you're kind of like, eh, but then they nailed it on the second one?
I think DiBiase to an extent, when they did him in not the green outfit, but when they put him in his trunks so you could actually wrestle with him. I like that a lot. He was a little bit taller. He just seemed short to me, kind of, in his suit.
Yeah, he had the spring punching arm in that one. But I agree with you. That was a good figure.
Yeah, that was a really, really good figure. I really like that DiBiase a lot.
Yeah, that's a good call on that one, dude. Shawn Michaels from Rocker to Singles HBK.
Yeah, but two different looks, though. I thought that the Rocker's Shawn Michaels was really good. I didn't dislike it at all.
I thought it was okay.
And I can't really talk bad about any Hasbros. I just love them.
It's funny, too, because I love the Marty Jannetty. The second Marty Jannetty in the blue tights.
So you weren't a fan of the first Rockers?
They were okay.
Wow.
I think that was being able to have rocker figures at that time, because we missed out on the Matt Manias.
Yeah, unfortunately. Gosh, yeah, definitely. Okay, well then, if we're going to talk Remcos, maybe the Scott Hall that came out in that series, the Remcos, versus his Razor Ramon.
No, because we're switching lines. We're going line to line.
Oh, okay, yeah. We don't want to knock Hasbro or Remco at all, so we'll leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. If we stick to one line and then compare the figures, I think we can, that we'll be playing it safe. But if we're going, if we're comparing Remco's to Hasbro's, we're kind of going down that who did it better type deal.
Yeah, good point.
So thank you, Elroy, for sending in that audio question. Scott, our email comes from Zach. I mentioned the other week that we were going to have a couple more questions from him. Remind you that Zach is the kid that won the Macho Man defining moment from Chick Foley.
Nice.
So he sent in a little bit of a lengthy question, but we'll get to it. He said, so a little background towards this question. Over the past couple weeks, even months, there has been a new online store for wrestling figures. It's called walkoutwear.com. Apparently, the site is US-based and gives cheap international rates to customers outside the country. The site has been under fire by some wrestling figure collectors for their expensive prices on basics, elites, battle packs, but also because many of the more well-known collectors teaming up with the, he said, quote-unquote well-known collectors teaming up with the website for discount codes. Most are for 21 to 22% on your order. But overall, it does not seem like a good deal in my opinion. Plus, the site, in my opinion, has kind of a limited stock compared to Ringside. Yes, they get in the new basics and elites, etc. On the other hand, Ringside has rings, accessories, pop vinyls, and even t-shirts. I understand if overseas collectors or collectors outside the U.S. take this route, and I'm not saying it's necessarily the worst website in the world. My point is this website seems a little sketchy, and for the U.S. collectors, Ringside or Amazon might be worth your money. So my question for you two is simply, what is your opinion of Walkoutwear? What do you guys think of the pricing? I would love to hear your analysis and opinions. Thanks for giving this a read. I would also like to say congratulations on all your recent success with Zack Ryder interviewer. You guys deserve every bit of it. And thank you, too, for still putting out enjoyable content. Happy toy hunting, and the countdown to 100 is on. Yes, the 100 countdown is on, Scott.
Yes, it is. We're getting there quick, man.
We are on our way, dude. We're at 90.
I know, that's crazy. 10 more.
Yep. Thank you, Zach, for sending that in.
Thank you, Zach.
So I did check out Walkoutwear. It is pricey. I mean, it's not Las Vegas Fight Shop pricey, but...
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I was like, can we compare the two?
Exactly. It's not that pricey. I didn't know that any quote-unquote well-known collectors were teaming up with this site. I didn't know about that until Zach sent this in. It is what it is, man. The prices are going to be what they are, and they have every right to charge what they want to charge. If outside collectors or outside the U.S. collectors are getting good international rates, man, international collectors, head on over there, man. Check it out. See what's available and use those well-known collectors' codes. I don't know who's using these codes because I didn't know much about this Walkoutwear. So go over there and check it out, man. If you guys can get cheaper shipping, go for it. Jump on it. Do what you got to do, man, because I have heard so many people talk about the international shipping rates just being astronomical. And it's true. It is. And I feel bad for them every single time, man, that they, you know, they've got to either wait 4, 5, 6 months for figures to show up in the UK or Australia or wherever it may be.
Yeah.
Or pay these crazy rates and just have the figure shipped over there.
Yeah, that sucks, man. It's just part of being in the Fig Life community, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So head on over there, see if it's worth your while. Do what you got to do. I hope it does save you guys some money on these international rates. It probably wouldn't make sense for us U.S. people to head on over there. So it is what it is. But check it out, walkoutwear.com. I checked it out. Yeah, the figures are expensive. And I'm like, man, I could walk into Walmart, buy two of these basics, and still come out cheaper than what I would get it from this website.
Jeez. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense because I have not looked at it, to be honest with you. I've never heard of the site before. But if they're going to help out, like you said, international buyers with shipping, that's totally worth it. But you know what's funny is I'm seeing posts from people on Twitter in the UK, and they're having an easier time finding Series 2 retros than I am.
That's actually true. That's actually true, dude. Yeah, I saw that. figures are starting to show up there a little bit more.
Yeah.
I noticed that the retro showed up quickly. I know they're still having a little bit of a tough time with elites over there. If that's changed, you know, I am unaware of it, but I know they're still having trouble with some elites over there.
Well, you know, we do have a good Fig Life community around us. If there's guys that you're looking for, throw them out on Twitter. And, you know, one of our good brothers over here, I'm sure I'll help you out.
That is the end of the listener segment. Is there anything you want to express feelings on?
No, just again, I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife. She's turning 35, doesn't look a day past 34. Just, she's my rock. She's my everything. And, you know, her being so supportive of the podcast makes it easier for me to put aside time every week to record with you. This would be a much harder road without her, and I truly appreciate everything that she brings to my life. I love her with all my heart, and I do want to say again to all of our listeners, thank you for reaching out to Jeff to make sure that he was safe. That means the world to me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for that.
You saved yourself. I was ready to hit the mark button on you when you were wishing Shannon a happy birthday, and then you saved yourself.
I'm like, all right, not too much mush.
You saved yourself. No, again, yeah, thank you so much, man. And from the editor to me, thank you so much. That really meant a lot. And Shannon, happy birthday to you. I've got to be honest, I haven't watched much wrestling this week. It's been a little bit of a hectic week. Had some coworkers in from town, so I am behind on wrestling this week. I'm going to try to catch up while I edit this weekend.
Yeah, to be honest, I am too. I need to finish Raw. We watched about an hour and a half of it, and I haven't even started SmackDown yet. So yeah, I'm like you. I'm going to try to catch up this weekend.
The best two ways to help support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net. Fully Posable, Classically Jacked, and Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. Or you can pick up the hashtag FigLife t-shirt and pin combo for $20, Scott. $20. Cheaper than Elite. We pay for shipping. There's no tax. Boom.
$20. You can't even get 2 for $20s at restaurants anymore. But we'll give you 2 for $20, a pin and a shirt.
You know, our shirt and pin combo is cheaper than one basic at the Las Vegas Fight Shop.
That's right. Or that other website we just talked about.
Yeah, walkoutwear.com.
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
See, you get a shirt and pin from us.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable. Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. Please rate and review on iTunes like Jason1er82 did tonight. And you can email us any audio questions like Elroy and Brian Breaker did, or any questions at all like Zach to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, we are on the road to episode 100.
Yep, marching hard towards 100, man.
I almost said we're on the road to episode 91, which is next week. So yeah, we are on that road.
Very technically, yes, we are. But that is one stop on the road to episode 100.
You've got to do the plugs, dude.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Do you want notes?
No, dude, I'm going to wing it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, and then you'll have to correct me like after I'm done. I'll be like, how'd I do? And you'll be like, horrible. You forgot to mention our shirts. You forgot to go into toy spotting.
The question is, are you going to be having some beverages that night when we record that episode?
I don't know. We're going to have to discuss that. I don't know if I want that to be episode 100. That's going to be a very special, monumental episode for the podcast. And I want to remember most, if not all of it. So perhaps having Jaeger would not be the best idea.
See, we're going to have two anniversaries. We're going to have the 100th episode.
Yes.
Or the monumental thing. And then we're going to have our 2-year anniversary around episode 104.
That's right.
So it's going to be basically back to back.
Yeah. So maybe I'll celebrate turning 2 with Jaeger. I'll have some Jaeger on my second birthday.
You know what? I may have you do the plugs on 104.
That would be interesting. With no editing either.
Oh, dude. Our true colors would come out.
Well, not yours. Mine. Like, this dude's a jerk when he's on Jaeger. What the hell?
So, Scott, that rounds out episode 90. Anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.